Oh, well, you know, this is our 9th annual Rubber Duck Regatta. We're doing it in partnership with the Taste of the Miami Valley. So on Saturday, September the 15th at 4:30, 15,000 little rubber ducks are going to be hitting the river. They all float down from the pedestrian bridge down over to the gazebo. We pull them out one at a time and give away fabulous prizes. But it's all to help kids and adults with disabilities at United Rehabilitation Services. And I think that's the important thing. You know, it's a great family-friendly, kind of a fun event. But the reality is it's a critical thing for us in terms of a fundraiser to support the services for kids and adults with disabilities here at URS.
And I really want to talk about that this year, the situation in the Miami Valley. How many people are you serving?
Well, actually, over the last 10 years, we've actually quadrupled the number of people we served, and it's now over 4,000 people from throughout the Miami Valley. We're providing a lot of services, not just in Montgomery County, but also in Greene and Clark and Miami and Warren and Preble. I mean, we really are seeing a great need out there in this community.
And let's talk a little bit about the programs and services that you do offer.
Our core services are focused on both youth and adults. We have the only child care center in the area where we have RNs and LPNs on site every day, where we can even take care of kids who are medically fragile. So for those children who need G-tube feedings or who have seizure monitoring we need to do or catheterizations, they still have a safe place that they can come. And we have occupational, physical, and speech therapists on site. So the children in our child care center can actually get their therapies during the day. We have a parent support group in the evening. We provide in-home respite care to give families a break. And that's whether you have a young child with a disability or a 30- or 40-year-old child with a disability. We can still support those families. But we provide in-home care. We have adult daycare. And we're seeing a lot more seniors in our adult program as well. So as medical technology is allowing these people with disabilities to live much longer, you know, we're seeing even more pressure with people with dementia and other age-related disabling conditions in association with developmental or other acquired disabilities. We do a lot of vocational training out there for people and help young people with disabilities go through vocational school by providing on-site staff to support them through the day, as well as helping adults and young people with disabilities find jobs out in the community.
And I want to talk about that because, you know, obviously people are hurting with the economic situation. How has that affected your program specifically with job training there?
Well, you know, I don't think people realize just what a challenge it is for someone with a disability to get a competitive job out in the community to support themselves. If you look at the national statistics, the most recent studies show that people with disabilities are 3 times more likely to be living in poverty. And the latest census data says that for those people who are ages 16 to 64, there's a 76% unemployment rate, which is just unbelievable. You know, we're worried about an economy in our area that's somewhere between 7 and 8% here in the state of Ohio. And for people with disabilities, it's almost 10 times as much. So we need to do everything we can to support those people to develop the skills they need in the training programs we offer, and then to help them find the jobs in the community and provide whatever supports are necessary to make them successful.
And you also touched on caregivers, who I think many people may miss as people who do need support, the people taking care of loved ones with disabilities.
Absolutely. And you know, that's one of the things. If you, again, I talk a lot about statistics, but for people with disabilities, families raising a child with severe disability, there's about an 85% divorce rate. And, you know, we need to do everything we can to support those families. And that's why we're providing that in-home respite, the parent support groups in the evening, where they have a place where they can come, and we actually provide dinner and free child care so the parents can really focus on their issues and know that their kids are being safely cared for in the room next door down the hall. We also really can reach out to those families who are adults, who have an adult child with a disability, so that we can support them in their home, because now that your son or daughter with a disability may be 40 or 50 and you're in your 70s or even 80s, you can't do the kind of lifting that you used to do. So we can actually have staff who go into the home and can support those individuals so that they can stay in a home environment instead of moving into a nursing home or other institutional setting. And even for some individuals with disabilities who have even worked over the years or whatever, we can support them so they can stay in their home as well. And that's really important because if you look at the average nursing home costs, they're pushing $60,000 a year at minimum, whereas we can sometimes support an individual or a family and allow those people to stay in their homes for probably about a fourth or a fifth of the cost of that.
And you mentioned the increase of seniors under your care. To what do you attribute that to, just a generation getting older?
Well, it is. You know, it's really the graying of society, and I think we see that everywhere around us, you know, those of us from that baby boomer generation. You know, as we're aging out, so are the people with disabilities. There was a baby boom of people with developmental disabilities as well. And, you know, I think it's just a phenomenon between that and the fact that we have much better medical care, where people, you know, when these children, some of them were born, they were told they would only live to their 20s or 30s. They're now living to their 50s and 60s and even beyond. Our two oldest clients are actually in their 80s. So, you know, I think that's contributing to it. But we are also seeing people with Alzheimer's and, you know, early onset dementia and other things as well. So, you know, we can really provide a broad range of care for people in all aspects of life.
Well, there's no question that the work you're doing is important to the community and to families dealing with loved ones who have disabilities. And so the Rubber Duck Regatta is just a way of raising funds to help that support.
That's right. And I think it's really our signature event, the biggest event we have every year. It raises tens of thousands of dollars that make it possible for us to sustain these services for people who have critical needs in our community. I mean, these are your neighbors. So we ask everybody to adopt your duck, you know, for $5, or you can get the ever-famous Quack Pack 6 ducks for $25. So you get one duck free. You also get a Milano's coupon for a two-for-one sub deal. And then you also go into a drawing. We have two $250 gift cards for the green. So if you buy the Quack Pack, you also get to go into that big drawing at the end of the race.
And, of course, people can go to ursdayton.org for more information. I want to touch on one fact that you're partnering again, I think maybe for the second time, with Taste of Miami Valley.
Yes, this is our second trip down the road with Taste of Miami Valley. They're great partners to work with. And they have thousands and thousands of people who come down there for the event and get a chance to, one, adopt ducks, and two, participate in all the other fun events. We have a kids' quacky parade at 3:30 on Saturday the 15th of September, followed by our corporate duck race. All our sponsors have a big duck that goes in a race at 4 o'clock, and then the 15,000 ducks and the big rubber duck drop hits at 4:30 p.m. on September the 15th. So we hope everybody will come down and join us. And again, a great chance to win some fabulous prizes. We've got a 6-bedroom houseboat on Norris Lake from Norris Lake Houseboats. We've got a 4-person hot tub spa from Watson's, $1,000 at Kroger, 2 Southwest Airlines tickets wherever you want to go, $750 from James Free Jewelers. Just, the list goes on forever.
Well, great. And again, there's more information at ursdayton.org. Dennis Grant, Executive Director with URS Dayton, thanks so much for speaking with us, and good luck on this year's event.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. We really appreciate all the support from WYSO.